בשביל מה עשה את זה?
What did he do this for?
למה אנחנו צריכים לראות איזה עולם?
Why do we need to see some world?
האטרקציה הזאת, תיאטרון?
This whole attraction, this whole theater confusing us, putting us into some imaginary reality. For what? He's truly putting us into some, like he's drawing something for us on purpose every given moment of ours. Also when it comes to time, movement, space, people, still vegetative and animal, all of this, for what? Why is he confusing us? We needed to be in a spiritual world, the world of truth, the one reality, the true reality, and in place of that, he actually puts into our head some pictures, feelings, in thousands of different ways, in the way we hear and see and feel and taste and smell, that we are in some movie, in the movie theater, in some theater somewhere. It's a lie. It's clear that it's a falsehood. And there is no such thing. But that's how we go through our entire life. Why do we go through this? Only in order to define that there's none else besides him. That above all those forms that he puts before us on purpose, and of course it's from the Creator because there is none else besides him, that above all those, upon all those pictures, forms, smells, tastes, everything that we feel, we will constantly try to see him. That is, all these pictures that go by inside my heart and mind, I try through them to constantly maintain him, that he is doing this, and that I don't want to see them, but rather only in relation to him, such that through all these pictures I see him. And only in such a way I look at life. This is why everything that goes and happens to us is only a certain screen of sorts, and upon it, the Creator projects a movie, and through this movie, I want to see him, not to lose my contact with him. And besides that, the fact that I identify him, that he is projecting this movie to me upon this screen, I want to build from this my screen, such that I will constantly be aimed towards him. And all the pictures and forms that go upon this screen that he projects are only so that through them I will be aimed towards him all the time. And this is how I enter my work under his guidance, as that he projects to me these pictures in all that we have in this world, in this lifetime, in everything, and through all these scenes, these events, I feel and want to locate that it comes only from him, and that he does this on purpose so that I will reveal him. And then he has pleasure from this. that the Creator created the evil inclination and he's confusing me. And specifically through these confusions, I want to attain him and reveal him. There are also these kind of games that we play with our little children, with the babies, where we want to seemingly hide something from them in order to give them the possibility to make an effort to discover. And this is how we grow them, we develop them. That's actually what we need to do. And then it turns out that, of course, love covers all transgressions, all crimes, because I don't see these concealments in a bad way, as much as they will appear before me, but rather I discover in them good and love of his towards me, and by me trying to relate to him as well on my behalf, in good and love towards that which I feel in life. Thus I also come to identification and connection with the Creator. That's why love covers all crimes, which is every moment in our life. We need to implement this. We need to realize it. Equivalence with the Creator.
So the work with the 10, when we talk about connecting with the friend, so I need to find inside this action the friend, it's a part of me. How do I relate to that in the right way?
I feel the friends as assisting forces for me. These are not people. They're like angels. They're forces. Angel is a force. So they are forces that the Creator gave me so that by them I will be able to more correctly, more precisely reveal the form of attitude I have towards him and between us, and me and the Creator. So I see that these friends are not friends. These are forces of my soul. They are truly the parts of my soul. They are components of my partsuf, the partsuf of the neshama, of the soul.
If I can continue, in that picture, the photographic machine, and so what about the other senses we have in this world? Hearing, touching, feeling, how does that enter the picture?
From the rest of the people or?
The rest of the senses, our senses.
Oh, from the rest of the senses, from all of them you compose a picture and you need to see in this picture the one that arranges this picture for you. That's the main thing. Meaning it's not so important for me what I see. See meaning with all my senses. But rather what's important to me is the one who projects this picture for me, who stands behind it. And then, by this picture, I want to connect to him, because I have no other possibility. And in this way, each time, all the time, I come closer to him and understand him more and more. It's called, from your actions, we know you, that principle.
How does the picture change? According to what? Is there, in potential, the whole world is there. So what's the change that happens? By what kind of process? How does it suddenly expand? By what?
That's under the influence of the light. Upon the influence of the Creator upon me, wanting to define these pictures for me in all kinds of ways, because he sees that it's good for my development, for me to come to his degree, to his true perception, and his true perception, I need to connect all the qualities, all the events, all the forms, all the pictures. I need to connect them eventually together. That's called Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction. And then when I attribute everything to him, all the forms that come by me, then I actually understand that through these pictures, through these degrees that I go through, I get to know him, feel him, recognize him, am aware of him, adhere to him. That's why it's written, there's no one wiser than one with experience. Out of this, I feel the wise. I understand the wise. The wise is the creator. And I truly am adhered to him. Yes? Yes.
We once used to say that the Indians who didn't see Columbus's ship, it meant that in their inner picture they didn't have the ship in their picture, right?
That example is a very partial one. It's you know, if we're in the world of Ein Sof, what do we understand from the world of Ein Sof? It's something that is so unclear and so despicable and small. But the world of Ein Sof exists. It's just not towards us. How do I now, from all kinds of opportunities that I have in this world, how do I, from all of these opportunities, locate an additional part, and another piece of the world of Ein Sof? It's like the natives who came with their understanding, with their awareness, to, let's say, that big ship of Columbus, or who was there.
So if we take it now to our time, in this whole picture of humanity, what do we need to add so that people begin to understand that connection is salvation?
We need to only use correctly that which the Kabbalists tell us. Our problem is that we don't hold on to each other enough. We don't support each other enough. There is an additional, very special thing here. Each of us grasps something from Ein Sof, a pixel of it, but he can't identify anything in this pixel out of what Ein Sof is, but the connection between the pixels is what we need to do, such that what you feel, and I, and him, and him, and him, all of us, this all connects to one picture for us all. And then we will grasp it correctly.
The connection between the pixels also happens according to the photographic machine between each and everyone's picture.
But that doesn't happen on its own. This is in accordance with our work. Let's say you receive a picture which is cut up into billions of pieces, and you need to connect those pieces together. Do you understand what kind of work you have? What puzzle you need to compose? And this, or assemble, this is something that you can only do from your feeling towards others, towards the other parts of the picture. If you want to identify with them, to come closer to them, to be with them in one picture, in one world, in a common feeling, then you adhere them to one another, those parts of the picture.
So, following what we just explained, that everything comes from inside, what does it mean to connect the feelings? How does it come together? What is that work if everything is from the inside?
It all depends on my attitude towards everyone. How I come to connection with everyone, a good connection. Otherwise, these parts of the picture will not connect. I won't see the reason, the correct consequences and what's happening, why it's happening, I won't see anything of this picture. I will just feel on the lowest possible degree of my perception a certain reality, which is called this life of mine, this miserable, beastly life.
He said that these pictures are sent to us by, in order for us to understand who's sending them, that the Creator is sending them. So,
if we want to assemble this picture correctly, then we need to start with, think of why we're doing this, for what? And this is in order to rejoice our teacher, our creator, our father, who did this game for us. He cut up this picture for us, this one only picture, into billions of pieces, or thousands of pieces. So that we will connect this. And not that I need to see this world and I need to acquire it. No, in order to make him happy, to see that I did what he placed before me.
So I have to look for the good connection in the Creator. He holds all the connections.
Yes, altogether, all our work is in order to bring him happiness. We call it bring him contentment.
Rab, dopo gli incontri della decina.
Hello, Rab. After the meeting of the ten, in our corporeal life, family, and work, it swallows us. So, how can we be swallowed in not seeing anything besides none else besides him, and not being swallowed by the false reality?
If you hold in your hands your friends, and like that, each member of the ten, then you don't have to be afraid. You won't get lost. You for sure will go through this big confusion, this big whirlpool, and reach the other side of the picture. To see the Creator, the intention of the Creator, and His attitude towards you. And to understand and feel Him, and not the picture itself. For then you will see the picture as, well, it's just a picture on a piece of paper, some photo picture. You'll actually see Him, the living world in the upper world.
How does it work if someone is born blind or has lost eyesight for the picture?
No, ma corele.
Shelai. The question is, how does a blind person who lost his vision, how does that photographic machine Baal Salam described works for him?
We're talking about a state where we are blind to start with and don't see the true form of what the Creator is trying to show us. And in order to start seeing what He wants to show us, we need to try to blur our corporeal vision and try to refocus ourselves not upon the picture that is before me, but rather what's behind the picture, beyond it. The Creator who stabilizes these pictures for us, are the pictures of our lives. And why does He do this, for what, and what does He want to say by this? And how do we know this? First, out of me attributing everything to Him. Secondly, that it's good that does good. Three, that it all depends on the extent in which I connect and want to see it through my ten. And all that Rabash writes, if I arrange my sight upon reality in such a way like he writes, then I start to realize only the Creator behind everything. That's our work, to locate the upper force, the one that exists. There's none else besides him. What are we gathering for? What are we learning for? What is this method of Kabbalah? The method of revealing the Creator to the creature in this world. That's how it's defined. Just like he writes that this wisdom is no more and no less, but the revelation of the Creator to the creature in this world.
Tel Aviv 3.
I heard that today we see one pixel of this photographic
each one of us.
Yes, this means that by connecting all the pixels of the 10, let's say, we see a complete picture.
A whole picture, but in a very bad resolution. Then you have additional tens and hundreds and thousands and the whole world. And then you will see the complete picture. Until you connect the whole world as one, you don't see the true picture of the Creator.
In what sense do I see it? So, to all these senses, now there's another sense that adds up?
God forbid, God forbid. How will you join to yourself one more pixel? Yudalef, well,
not by connection?
Yes, through connection, through love. Love is the concentration of connection. So through love, let's say connection, I connect to myself additional pixels until I see and discover the Creator fully.
But it's not in the same sense. It's not the corporeal sense that through which I see the pixels now.
No, how can you? How can you? In your inner sense, in your feeling. In your feeling, that you're going to feel also the other like you feel yourself. So you connect him to you. An additional person, and another person, and another, like you. But, and then you confuse your feelings and feel the world through everyone.
Скажите, пожалуйста, как сместить фокус восприятия с товарищей на центр десятки и почувствовать между нами Творца?
Hello, Rav. Please say, how to shift the focus?
Only if you think about the goal. About the goal. So I don't look at the friends, I look through them. Yes? Like that. Yes, I don't care about the people or about these pictures, or I'm looking at what I see beyond them. Just like now, look at the whole world and how it looks, and it will look even worse, and we won't be able to find our hands or feet or anything. We won't. Why? In order to confuse us and help us. As look at the purposefulness, look at where this can lead you to, which is don't stop on this picture that's before you. Go a little bit more inwards. We once gave examples about such pictures, these 3D pictures, yes? And those stereophonic pictures. Do you remember there's like these 3D pictures where it looks like it's just a pixelated picture, but when you look at them deeper inside and you see that there's a picture and there's some kind of, it's like a simple wallpaper turns into a whole composition that's behind there. There's animals, there's vegetation, and you don't see it unless you discover it. In leaving your focus, your current focus, and looking a little more inwards, you want your focus to be inside the picture, in its internality, and not on its externality. Find these things. We have them for sure. And show them to everyone. Also now.
Rav, לא מובן מה זה לראות את כל העולם דרך הסירייה.
Rav, it's not clear what is it to see the whole world through the ten.
You can't see spirituality unless you unite with the other. And when your connection with the other, when you rise above the gap between you, there you begin to reveal spirituality. Because spirituality is revealed according to equivalence of form with him. The equivalence of form with spirituality means that you have to be in the quality of bestowal. So you need to come to the quality of bestowal, and then to the extent of your bestowal, you will see spirituality. Hence, without you uniting with others, as you reject them according to your ego, and above your ego, you do want to connect with them, then in such a manner, you come to spiritual attainment.
В чем заключается частная работа человека и в чем совместная работа?
Question from a friend. What is man's inner work and what is the work between the people to see the true picture of the world?
Анахну цихим лазор зельзе.
We need to help one another so that each of us will be able to disconnect from his ego. And this is through envy, lust and honor, and so on. And one will help his friend. And by this, we come to a state in which each of us feels that he has to help the other, and he actually helps himself by overcoming his ego, and thus he sees the truer and truer form of reality. And we every day receive all kinds of confusions, rejections, and it's help. It's like we are with the children. We want to constantly confuse them a little more and a little more and a little more so that they will overcome and be wiser and more successful and so forth. That's how we see. We need to see our lives, our development. All of life is a game of the Creator with us. Truly.
Florida.
Сейчас десятки ощущается сближение, причем такое явное. Но мы его ощущаем.
Right now, we feel proximity in the ten, coming closer. We feel it through the feelings of this world. In order to go into the next world, we need to replace this feeling.
All we need to do is come closer to one another as much as possible, and later it's not. Let it change. As long as we connect.
So, Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Спасибо, Рав. Рав, каждый раз вот находясь в этом выяснении, что все.
Thank you, Rav. Every time that I'm in this scrutiny that the whole world is inside of me, there's a feeling like you are in trial by the Creator, and you feel how much you lack that inner strength. The question is, the moment you are in trial, how do you use the power of the ten?
All of reality is aimed towards a state where you will ask the Creator for help. Meaning when you will pray, ask. Prayer is not just that you don't have the strength and you'll ask. It's like some little child that you're crying and you don't have, and why and what. No. But rather when you're asking from the Creator to add forces of bestowal to you, to add forces of scrutiny, as you want to understand and feel and locate these matters and to surround them with yourself together. So this is what the Creator expects. So please.
Чтобы не остаться один на один с этим состоянием, что все внутри меня, как вот использовать...
To not remain, you know, alone with this whole state that everything is inside of me. How do I use the ten, the power of our connection?
Even when you go to connect with others, you will nevertheless be with yourself. Don't worry. But you will be with yourself there, and you will find the Creator there, and all that's outside of you, you will all together see as the components of this state, that you and the Creator are adhered together. And all that happens in reality is all together the parts of your soul.
Как быть с тем, что когда ты раскрываешь картину, тебе она...
Good morning. What to do when you discover the picture and it's not pleasant and you don't want to continue and it's repulsive and you don't have power to advance? What do you do?
Adhere to whoever is holding on to that picture, the Creator. And then it can't be that if you hold on to him, that you feel bad. Because that's how it's built. You can't say that you will feel bad. If you hold on to the Creator, you feel good. That's from creation itself.
Rav, what do we do in a state where you discover actual hatred that you feel is taking over you?
No. And you can't overcome it. That's not good. You need to think more that the Creator is giving you this hatred, and you must locate it correctly. That it can't be that you remain in hatred if you want to come closer to Him. Besides that, you hate the Creator or someone. So don't hate someone, because altogether, it's the Creator who's arranging these haters for you. So go to the craftsman who made me. You need to understand that if you hate someone, even hatred to death, and it might be completely justified in your mind, but if you hate someone, then you are in a falsehood. Because that sensation comes from the Creator, and he is confusing you in order for you to correct this feeling and come to him. And instead, you are confused and you're cursing the others as they don't belong at all. All the rest are puppets. It's a theater that the Creator is arranging for you, and you're running after them and wanting to really... What do you want from them altogether? They're, you know, puppets on strings.
The
question...
Atalos, Atalos Seklum, Aboreose.
Couldn't hear.
You don't do anything. The Creator does. He is replacing your vision from one vision to another, from one reality to another reality. He's changing that for you. You just need to exert. But it's not that you will do your action. It's not that you are going to raise yourself from one degree of perception to another degree of perception. No. But you must do the efforts.
Galil West. Galil West.
In what tools do I use to know that reality is true and not some mirage?
You have no other tools but your society, your group, your den. You don't have any. If you connect with them, that's the only way that you can say that you are now closer to the truth. If not, then you're under your false feelings, hatred, love, doesn't matter what you have there. But it's a falsehood for sure. Truth is that which emerges from the totality of your incorporation with others and your disconnecting from yourself and not including from one to another or two. But it's desirable for it to be with the whole ten, and then in the center of the ten, if you feel that you have that no one has any more and no one you have any less, but you're accepting them as those representatives of the Creator and you're connecting to them because you want to connect to Him, then you start to all of a sudden feel that they don't exist. They don't exist. And in their place, you feel a new reality, which is the Creator.
How to overcome the emotions?
Only through what I told you, only through this constant thought about it.
Мир не находится в постижении. Как можно двигаться за большинством, когда большинство не знает закон?
Lean towards the collective. Most of them don't study Kabbalah.
No, that's not what it's about. It's about you have to care about the final correction that everyone will come to the connection with the Creator, to the fulfillment of the Creator in them, but not that you follow their mind. No. You follow what's good for them, their benefit, what will be good for them and not for yourself, not for the individual. So you have to take the benefit of the collective and do everything that's needed for the benefit of the collective in each and every moment.
United VG2.
United VG2.
If you could explain, Rav, Bala Sulam proved this law in simple logic, and now we can explain this using the general world through suffering. So why is everything so difficult and people don't hear us?
If we lived in a different time, we would be in spiritual attainment a long time ago. And we'd all be on spiritual degrees already. The issue is that we are connected to the whole of humanity. And in our inclination to the Creator, we need to not just attain the Creator, but to make a connection between the Creator and the created beings through us. And so our work, called the work of the last generation, is a lot more complicated than that of the previous Kabbalists. And so if we invest ourselves in dissemination, if we raise our desire to benefit, to bestow upon all of the humanity, and we have these examples with the coronavirus and with how the world is interconnected in a negative fashion, If we try to establish ourselves correctly, between the Creator and the rest of the created beings, then we will surely succeed in our goal and discover everything we need. But in the meantime, if we don't think about our connection between us sufficiently in order to connect to the Creator, and the connection between us with the Creator sufficiently in order to connect to the whole of humanity, then we are in a state where we are thinking, you know, what are we lacking? What are we missing? We want this. We are capable. We organize ourselves in the right society. We in the right form. It doesn't work out because we still lack connection between us to the Creator and between us to humanity. And that's the reason. So there's a very big difference between the state we're in, called the last generation, and the state in which Kabbalists in previous generations were or had. If we were in their place, we'd already be in attainment. Understood? Okay, Italy 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Ha detto prima che per raggiungere l'equilibrio giusto dobbiamo bilanciare le forze.
You said previously that to get to the perfect balance,
che significa?
Between the receiving and the giving force. What does that mean?
Ze she'anachnu nirtze la'asot kol pu'ulot hashpa'a
kedei. It's that we will want to make all the actions of bestowal in order to connect ourselves, to connect to the Creator, and all the actions between us and the Creator, so as to bestow to the whole of humanity. And all of that is to bring contentment to Him, to the Creator. That's it. Now, focus group.
What Baal HaSulam writes in all the different places where we have a dispute between the individual and the collective, that we can always define this according to the leaning towards the collective. Can you explain how we come to a decision in such a state?
I
don't know, I'm not... The dispute between the individual and the major and the collective... You have that in the group. What? Where do you see the collective? What, in all those eruptions on the street that they go to?
So what majority is he talking about? The friends or humanity?
No. First of all, let's say in the group. Why do you not think that the group is like the whole of humanity? In the group, when we still can't reach such a connection that the Creator appears in us, that's first. We have to set up that unit, that minimal place for the Creator to be revealed, called 10, not 9 or 11, 10. We don't have that. And if you don't have that, then you have to see what's going on. There is a collision here between the individual and the collective, because with respect to the individual, all the rest of the 10 is considered the collective, the many. They're not yet connected. The many who are not connected between them, they're called the collective or the many. So there's a contradiction until they all connect and become as one, and accordingly they'll feel the Creator as one, dressing into them to a minimal extent, at a certain measure, and then more and more, as they can discover, everything.
Yes, dear Rav, what you said, that we need to be connected between us and the Creator and the world in such a channel that I connect to the friends and the Creator. How here can I also include the world in this, that it's all 10 sefirot?
It's not so clear how to connect it all together.
This is a very strange question. If I am one, then I think about the ten as one, then I think about the 1,000 people as one, 1,000,000 people as one, 1,000,000,000 as one, and about everyone as one. This is how I need to see in constantly new resolution, new scale that the Creator brings us all the time. In the beginning, we were a few people. Why? Because we didn't need to discover the Creator in a precision, in a high resolution. Now we are already 8 billion or so people. What does that mean? In the connection between us, let's take for example that if 8 billion cells were connected, and in them we would discover the Creator, then we would discover all the details that our generation deserves to discover in the upper force. Because each one carries within him, holds within him a unique form of the Creator. So just imagine what all in all profound and deep and great form of the Creator we deserve to discover.
А я можно так сказать, что я смотрю вот на этот объединенный мир, который сейчас я вижу.
Could we say that I look at that united world that I see right now as separate in the eyes of the?
I see this world. You don't see this world through the ten because you're not included in the ten as one man with one heart, and that's why you can't see it. You're just saying it. But in the future, you will. But also, look at, what does it mean, the last generation? 100 years ago, there were 2 billion people in our world. 100 years ago. Within 100 years, we grew into 8 billion. Just understand, what is the meaning of the last generation? That we are so ready with such a vast amount of individual souls, pixels, to discover the Creator. For this purpose, look at how we've expanded all of a sudden from 2 billion to 8 billion. Let's hope we will realize it.
Откуда человек знает, как правильно заботиться о большинстве?
How does a person know how to be concerned in the correct way on the collective?
He doesn't know. He only brings them to connection with the Creator. This is all of our work. In other methods, they have to know what to do, how to build, what is and what isn't good for a person. We don't do that. That's the whole difference between our method and other methods. We bring people into contact with the upper force, their higher source, so that there will be a connection between them. And then the Creator takes care of them. Through us, we have to be in the middle. But nothing more than that. I don't need to know, and I can't know what is really good for them or bad for them in every situation and incident, in the thousands and billions of situations that each and every one of them has in this mass of people. Who am I? I'm the tiny one. I just have to give them a connection, a thread that connects them to the Creator, a fine thin pipeline conduit, and through that conduit, the upper light, the abundance from the Creator comes to them. And I only establish that connection, and that's it. This is our work.
Откуда, когда мы находимся как эта трубочка, должны мы включаться в кислород человечества?
When we are like that conduit, do we have to integrate in the deficiency of humanity? What does it mean? Do we have to feel some their suffering or?
We too have to be included in people's deficiencies. But all in all, we have to not enter these deficiencies, but simply know to be included in these deficiencies in order to bring them to the Creator, not to study them specifically. We're not going to hand out food or drink to everyone or money to everyone the way those bleeding hearts do, without it achieving anything. We see that the world is getting worse, not better, because of all these organizations. These organizations exist only so that governments and other individuals will be able to pride themselves in seemingly doing good. Nothing good happens as a result. There can be only one thing that's good, to connect all of humanity to the upper force. And he, his abundance, can organize and fill and satisfy all of humanity. That's the only way it works.
You understand?
What has to happen for that inversion to happen, that I want spirituality more?
Recognition of the reform of evil through the reforming light. So you'll have these questions. Where do you take the reforming light? By bringing humanity among us, by disseminating to them, by explaining and speaking. And in your words, there comes to them some light, a little bit of light. And that light begins to open up to them new deficiencies. And then out of these deficiencies, they begin to feel these stimuli. And they want to get the filling for these deficiencies, for these questions. And that's how it progresses. This is our work. We have to take that still part of all of humanity. It includes India, China, Oceania, North and South America, every single one, billions of people. And you can't say that those deserve it and those don't deserve it. No way. They're all people. And there's no difference between them. Everyone is in this world. They are all in the material world. And you have to bring them to a situation where they yearn for spiritual fulfillment. You have to open it up to them. It is called open up for them. For those who don't know how to ask. You remember the Passover narrative? The four questions we ask? So there are four sons. One of them doesn't know how to ask. He doesn't even know what. What do you want from me? I don't know. I'm not asking. I have no deficiencies. You have to open up the deficiencies in them. Open up for him. And in this way, we approach them with the filling. And the Creator begins to tend to them and to fill them. And in this way, we establish, we position our situation, our role in this world as the connection between humanity and the Creator. We have to look ahead, because then we merit our existence in this world. When we say that turning through that kli, which is the ten, the center of the group, meaning I collect the desires of the friends and ask that the Creator will fill them first, is this the beginning of the right perspective?
No. Well, it's good to pray for the friends in such a way, but better, it's more exalted, if you truly feel yourself as one and there's no difference between you and the others in you.
The feeling of one, how is it built? How do I extend my little ego?
From the mutual efforts.
Effort in what?
To be together as one.
This effort to be as one. So it's not in me, it's between us, this thing.
It's something that doesn't belong to anyone. It's called the inclusive, the collective.
And is this the kli that we bring to the Creator in order to bring it to humanity?
The Creator is revealed in that. If this vessel, the inclusive, is prepared, the Creator is revealed in that. That is, you discover that He was already there before.
So without having this kli, you can't really disseminate because there's no kli to come out.
No, we go out and we disseminate anyway, because we too and the world are still in the preparation states, but obviously that afterwards we reach a state that we connect as one, and even more than that, if you will not go out, you will not be organized inside, because what would you need to be organized inside? You ask, why do you need that one vessel? Why do you need to be as one? Oh, in order to bestow to the others. That's something else. So you have to show that you are going to bestow to the others. Working in the others is what builds you as the bestowing part, and that connects you to the Creator.
With what do I come out to the others, and with what do I return to the ten?
The method of correction, in general, you have to explain it all, where we are, what world we live in, and so on. Scatter and scatter this message. That's called to reveal the Creator to His created beings. We start from the simple things. You've been studying these things for 20 years. Now, at least, share something of this to humanity.
And this is called not going down to them, but elevating to us. In the field we learned, that's what we have to bring them.
Yes, by you going out to them, you want to raise them. To raise them up.
In what kelim do they grasp our story when we explain to them about the laws of nature and things above them?
In each one of them is a point in the heart which is close to revelation. That they have a point in the heart that's clear, that's from the shattering of the vessel of Adam Rishon. But gradually, through thousands of years, you reach a state that today, each and every one is becoming more sensitive to that perception, and they will all know me from the small to the big, and my home will be the house of prayer for all nations. What does that mean? What's my home? The general kli that we want to see it and reveal it and put it together, that is where all nations have to enter. All the nations, King David, who is the Malchut, the main Malchut, that's what he writes. Okay, so focus group.
You said before that we have to aspire for the end of correction. And you said that maybe I'll get to some spiritual degree in the 10. What do you do with thoughts that maybe this should be the first goal? The end of correction seems very far and complicated. Maybe we should first deal with the 10 and its correction.
Not first of all. It says, end of the action starts with a thought. You still need to aim the whole path that you're starting and ending. That's it. And not say, oh, let's talk about that later. I don't want to think about it. It's distant from me. No. End of an action starts with the thought. You have to see everything. You want to be wise. The wise, the eyes are in his head. Okay.
Change, but first the 10 has to correct itself.
I'm telling you, you still you're not digesting this period of time we're going through. It's the time of the coming of the Messiah, meaning the upper light, the upper force that is coming to pull us. Till today, we weren't even in this. We went through all history. There wasn't an upper light pulling and pulling ahead. It wasn't there. We were developing on a beastly way in all kinds of things in this world. Now you see as much as from day to day, there's more and more and more of an opening. Obviously, it's in little measures, as much as we can reveal, determine, absorb, digest. But from day to day, you see new revelations. The Creator is pulling you in more and more and more. Whether there will be a remedy or not, it's not going to mean anything. They confuse us in all kinds of ways. It's set up like this from above. But the fact that there won't be a choice, and we will have to, us too, to obligate ourselves to go out to the general public and through all channels to cry out to them what we need to do. And they will listen, they'll hear it, even if they'll resist. Obviously, they will resist. You're not normal. You're not realistic. Everybody's going to say this to you. What can I tell him? Obviously, I'm not normal, because your norm is something that is for a beast, and we cannot live according to this anymore. I'm not realistic. Of course, I'm not realistic, and I don't want to be in your reality. Start working with them. Start rising them. You'll see. You'll see what will happen. The Creator is giving us all the cards are in our hands, all the tools. Next to the form of the letters.
Can it be said that they'll be able to absorb a lot of information on the computer?
No, we don't need this. The spiritual perception doesn't need a mind. It needs an open heart and open feelings. On that, it says that it's not the wise who studies. You don't have to be wise. Every person in the world can feel the Creator and reveal the Creator and the upper wisdom on all degrees, all in self, each one that you see. I don't want to say that Okeania, I don't know, the North Pole, South Africa there, I don't know, anywhere. Doesn't matter what people, as much as they're developed or not in our world, it doesn't matter. What is important is that a person reveals his heart to the Creator, and through the opening of the heart, he attains. The attainment doesn't depend on the mind, only in expanding your feelings. As much as I am more prepared to absorb in my heart the others, According to that, that's what my spiritual attainment depends on. My mind only works on the level of this world. And you can have a Nobel Prize in all kinds of fields. It won't give you any entrance to spirituality. You can bring all your Einsteins here. Anybody you want. Nothing will happen.
То есть человек сможет раскрыть Творца, даже не прочитав ни одной статьи Бальсулама там или какой-то еще.
So a person can reveal the creator instead of the system of Bal-Sulam?
Yes, it could be that he can open his heart to such an extent. It depends on the conditions, obviously, the external conditions. But he needs to open his heart to such an extent that he'll absorb all in his heart, and along with that, the Creator. Yes. Okay, so what are we doing next, that we have a few minutes? I want to say one thing. That I don't know where this is, but we have a special course for Hebrew, the Hebrew language, and there we, in the Zohar now, we're studying the article, the letters of Rav Imnon HaSaba. So whoever wants to know more about this, he needs to go into the lessons. My lessons, I once gave 5 lessons about the letters. And it's worth maybe going in there and receiving it. So write, I don't know who, maybe we'll put in some address about this where you can read about it, about the letters, about the words, about the language in general, about the Rav Imnon HaSaba, the article, which speaks about the essence of the letters. Yeah,